Well, recently on the trending 55 hot seat, we've had quite a few cabinet ministers roll through town here. The latest to join us here right now is the transportation minister for the province of Alberta, Ray Johnson. I guess, so first of all, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here today in Peace River.
Well, in Peace River, of course, one of the big projects we're going on just behind us, as a matter of fact, is obviously the work. We got the new bridge that's been up now and the refurbishing work on the old bridge. Why don't you tell us a little bit what's all kind of happening here?
Sure. Well, let me start by saying I just walked on the walkway of the new bridge. It's absolutely beautiful, and it's almost a kilometer long one way, and I'm very happy for the residents of Peace River. And we're currently working on refurbishing the old bridge. It's a $37 million project, and it's well underway, and I know that the local residents are also very excited about that project.
And certainly when it comes to these big transportation projects, you know, the one sort of kind of a spin-off effect is, okay, you got all these construction workers coming into town. They're also, you know, doing different things in the local economy. So when it comes to big projects like this around the province, how much will this impact sort of helping the economy rebound here?
It's going to help tremendously. I heard yesterday that all the hotels locally were full. So, you know, having this kind of work happen in a town like Peace River, it creates jobs, it creates opportunity. People spend money here. There's that multiplier effect. So it's all good. It's all good for the local economy.
And certainly one big project that I know Dan Williams and I have talked about on numerous occasions before is up in the Lacrede area, the bridge to replace the ferry there. Of course, there's the talks going on right now with the Paddle Prairie Métis settlement. Is there anything sort of new you could sort of tell us on that front?
Yes, I can tell you that I was up there twice, rode on that ferry twice, and I can clearly see the need for a bridge in that area. And we are working on extensive consultation with Paddle Prairie. They're going to be partners in this. And I know that, again, the local residents are really excited about the opportunities that this bridge is going to afford, and we're looking at our options right now in terms of where that bridge will be.
And finally, when it comes to sort of the role of transportation around the province, you know, as someone who's lived in different areas of the province, traveled on many highways, and I'm sure you have traveled as well, how big of a role is sort of the importance of you know, highways, bridges, all these kinds of things for sort of helping you know, infrastructure around the province?
Well, these transportation corridors are integral to economic recovery and economic revitalization. So certainly I've been traveling the province. I've spoken to many people in the south. They're talking about agri-food corridors, and if we can improve those highways, and like the twinning of Highway 3, for example, is a significant project. It's going to have long-term impacts for the area. And up north, there are lots of conversations around Highway 58. And so it's not just about economic corridors, but it's also about safety and accessibility. And those were the conversations we had. And I'm excited to be working on these projects.